Somebody asked me this morning why I was walking so crooked. I said, well, I've been crooked this week. And I've been to the chiropractor, and my sciatic nerve has been giving me a mess and fit. And so if you have ever been to a chiropractor, I go to one every month, but my goodness, I got cracked and popped, snapped, and all that kind of stuff. And so my right side is not feeling the best in the world, so I limp. So anyway, there you go. This part of getting old is just loving it, life. And when Vicki was reading the story and talking about the hair of my chinny chin chin, there's another one. Those who don't understand that have not gotten there yet. Just amazing. And of course, mine are black. So it's like, oh great, how lovely. And when you miss one, oh my gosh, just amazing. All of you men just sit there and laugh because you all don't have all these problems. But anyway, more than possessions. I'm sorry I got us off on that wrong tangent this morning of something to look at and think about. But Luke's Gospel this morning, as we continue in the process of sharing, we're going to be reading from Luke's Gospel, the 16th chapter, starting in verse 19. The rich man and Lazarus. And if you are able to stand for the reading of God's word for the gospel lesson this morning. It says, there was a rich man who was... And my mic, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with it. Who was dressed in fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a very poor man named Lazarus who was covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come by and lick at his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Father Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and he saw Abraham very far away with Lazarus by. And have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am in these flames. But Abraham said, child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner even comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us is a great chasm, and it has been fixed there so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us. And then he said, then, Father, I beg of you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them so that they will not also come into this place of torment. And Abraham replied to him, and he said, they have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to them, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.